Psalms chapter 16. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. Some people worry because they have possessions they want to pass on, while others feel uncertain because they lack them. Some time ago, curiously, my husband received an email from a stranger in Africa announcing a supposed inheritance of $5,600,000 to be distributed among the needy. Perhaps you, too, have received similar messages. However, in this psalm, David speaks of a secure and internal inheritance available to both the rich and the poor. This inheritance does not come from a stranger, nor is it the subject to scams, but it comes from our Heavenly Father. The only requirement to obtain it is to know Him and to be known by Him, as stated in Galatians 4:9, now that you have come to know God, or rather be known by God. The first step to receiving this inheritance is to trust in Jesus as our only and sufficient Savior. John 1:12 reminds us that to all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. As God's children, we are also His heirs and co-heirs with Christ, according to Romans 8:17. The blessing of this inheritance is beyond comparison. James McGranahan's hymn beautifully expresses it. To be God's dear children, a sublime gift in Jesus. In Jesus, the Father sees us and blesses us with His grace. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed, that we should be called children of God forevermore. The inheritance God offers us is eternal, incorruptible, and assures us of an everlasting relationship with Him. What a wonderful privilege!